I need that. I need it to feel like, you know, when your mother used to take you to the African parties.
Hip-hop there from Wale and from music producer and 8-time Beat Battle champion Apple Juice Kid. Did I also mention he teaches at the University of North Carolina? Well, for that and for the next few minutes, Apple Juice Kid goes by his given name, Stephen Levitin. He and his partner in music, Pierce Freelon, have a project called the Beatmaking Lab, which we introduced you to a couple of weeks back. The labs teach students around the globe how to produce hip-hop beats, and they've been telling us about their latest project in Ethiopia. Stephen Levitin joins us now from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Let me ask you first about your nom de guerre, Apple Juice Kid. Where did that come from?
That came from a trip I took in my junior year in college. I was in Europe busking on the street playing the djembe. And that's
a West African drum.
Yep. I met a friend of mine named Adam Mansbach, who was a new friend, and a whole group of musicians over in Europe. And we were wanting stage names for ourselves over there when we were playing on the street. You know, I didn't want to say Steven on the drums. I wanted a cool name, you know. And we were talking about how you could divide the world into two halves according to what you drank as a child. So if you drank apple juice as a child, you were going to have a sweet, easy life. If you drank orange juice as a child, you would have a acidic, difficult life. So I drank apple juice a lot as a kid, so I became Apple Juice Kid.
Lest anybody think that you are just a busker who likes beats and apple juice, let's make sure we know who we're dealing with here. You've produced some of the biggest names in the business, right?
Yeah, so most recently, Azalea Banks, which mm-hmm. is a new artist out of Harlem that's gotten pretty big over in Europe.
Great new artist.
Camp Lo. I became very good friends with Suede and Chiba from Camp Lo. Did another track for Mos Def, which I co-produced with Ski Beats, and Ski produced part of Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt.
Now, in addition to the Beatmaking Lab, you've also got this competition that you hold periodically for beatmakers all over the world. They don't have to be in any of your labs. They just have to love making beats. So right now you're using kind of, if we can compare this to Iron Chef, the magic ingredient is actually an Ethiopian instrument called the masinko. Tell us what the masinko is.
The masinko is a very unique instrument that we had never seen before. It's a stringed instrument played with a bow in a really unique scale. We also sampled a soccer chant from an Ethiopia versus South Africa soccer football game we went to. So the soccer chant and the masinko are the ingredients for our beatmaking challenge to everyone in the world.
Stephen, let's go out today with the winner from the previous competition, Rhythms and Sounds emanating from Fiji. This is pretty cool. I'm hearing South Pacific percussion underpinning the tune. What is the song and who are the artists here?
The winners from the Fiji challenge were Minimax and DJ EJ. We gave them the challenge of taking this Fijian chant and using the Mumbatone genre, which is a new genre in electronic music.
Well, we'll be checking in with you again next week, Stephen, and with the Beatmaking Lab. Stephen Levitin, a.k.a. Apple Juice Kid, thanks for taking some time to speak with us this week.
Thank you so much.
And Apple Juice Kid and the Beat Lab Project get the last word today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Find more of the world 24/7 at our online home, PRI.org. And thank you for being with us.